I think maybe during the, where'd you go, late 30s or early 40s, somewhere in that air time.
The famous 1930s, 1940s.
Yeah.
This is relatively new for this neighborhood.
Yes, it is, but I'm going to tell you a story of it. The house was designed and built by a black architect. And after they had saved and built the house before, and they were from someplace in the South. So after they completed the house and moved everything in it, they decided they would like to go home to the South to visit. And while they were there, both of them were killed in an automobile accident. So the house became the property of the district government. And when the freeway was going to be built during Lyndon Johnson's time, down here where the Bible Way Church is, she lived there. And she refused to give up her house for the construction of the freeway through Bible Way Church. So anyway, the city entered into an agreement with her. Since they owned the house, because of the death of the architect and his wife, they exchanged the property there by the Bible Way Church where the proposed freeway was coming through her yard and gave her this house, and she moved here. When she lived down there, she also had a boarding house, and Zora Neale Hurston lived with her while she was a student at Howard. This house has always been famous as the House of Secrets.
That's ridiculous.
It has been the House of Secrets probably for more than 60 years. It's not new that it is what it is. It has always been. The man's mother operated it. Then after she died, he continued to operate it.
And still does.
Yes. Yeah, and it's ironic about this one now is, at one time, as the regentrification occurs, it was used to be all black. But now, it's a house of secrets for the young yuppies.
What kind of trouble did he have with the neighborhood?
It was always a war. It was always, there. We were always, even I came and I joined in trying to get rid of it. But we were never able to, because it was so entrenched, because even the most powerful, say 50 or 60 years ago, that's where they went. They would go there after hours.
Now, why would you try to get rid of it, though?
Because at night, the traffic was so bad. I mean, people would come at 2 o'clock in the morning and block these people's driveways. Just party people. Loud and noisy, and we have become respectable. I hope.